Some public schools have not allowed Boy Scout troops to meet on their grounds because the Boy Scouts of America ban homosexuals from being scouts or scout leaders. Last week, the U.S. Senate passed an amendment to the Education Reform Bill, which would deny funds to schools that refuse access to the Boy Scouts. Tonight, there's a documentary about the Boy Scouts policy on many public television stations. It's called Scouts Honor. Eileen LeBlanc of member station WYSO reports.
Scouts Honor follows a young scout's three-year fight against the ban on gays. Stephen Koza of Petaluma, California, was 12 years old when he started his petition drive at the local Lucky's grocery store.
It's called Scouting for All, and we're just trying to change the policy of the Boy Scouts of America discriminating against gays.
Koza went from the grocery store parking lot to the speaker's podium addressing community organizations.
They say if someone's in scouting and he's gay, that I'll want to become gay, or someone else will want to become gay. Like, he'll influence them to become gay. My dad went to a Catholic school, and he was taught by nuns, and he didn't become a nun.
Stephen Koza says it doesn't matter, but for the record, he's straight. That fact did matter to filmmaker Tom Shepard, who's gay.
As a documentary filmmaker, I was incredulous. What would motivate a straight, 12-year-old boy to take on this monolithic organization? But I think what was more interesting to me was what enables gay-straight alliances. There have been a number of films, a number of documentaries that have been about the experience of gay men and lesbians in this country, and far fewer films about what happens when gay and straight people come together around prejudice or bigotry, and the Boy Scouts provided a wonderful kind of forum for that to play out.
From the Supreme Court tonight, a decision on gays and the Boy Scouts of America. It came in a challenge from an Eagle Scout who was ousted by the organization when they learned that he was gay.
Scouts Honor sets the Scouting for All movement in the context of the 1998 Supreme Court decision upholding the Boy Scouts of America's right as a private organization to set membership standards. The organization contends that homosexuality is incompatible with the Scout law, which says a Scout is clean, and the Scout oath, which says the Scout will keep himself morally straight. The organization's leadership refused to be interviewed for the film. Scouts Honor airs on PBS's series called POV, an abbreviation for the film term Point of View. The filmmakers readily admit they are opposed to the Boy Scouts policy on gays. But Jim Klein, the editor of Scouts Honor, says that they still felt they had to be careful about how they present that point of view. Director Tom Shepard hired Klein in part because he's straight. Klein says to check their perspective, they held screenings of rough cuts of the film in the Miami Valley in southwest Ohio, where Klein lives.
The Miami Valley actually played a key role in the editing of this film. Because we were in San Francisco editing this film, and it's a community where a huge percentage of people are gay, so people are gay, or their friends are gay, or they know lots and lots of gay people. It's a much more comfortable community on the issue than literally any place else in America. And as I say, you can take a point of view, but you have to be fair. You can't be like, in a way, one-sided.
But it's still being criticized as unbalanced. Kathy Zortman is committee chairman of Stephen Koza's troupe. She agreed to be interviewed by Tom Shepard because she felt that someone needed to talk about the impact on the troupe of the Scouting for All movement. She was not pleased when she saw the finished film.
I was astounded. I was shocked. And the interview itself was about an hour long. It covered everything from who I was, what my background in scouting was, all the way through the process, how all of this had started in the troop, and the problems that ensued, and how we dealt with it. We just went through the whole thing. And I think that Tom did understand, yet none of that did he use.
Because the national organization refused to participate, Zortman becomes the primary voice in the film supporting Scouting's point of view.
It's not about, for us, the actual issue in discrimination in any way. We've tried to make it clear that Scouting for All or any other group can do and say what they would like, but don't bring it into us.
Filmmaker Tom Shepard maintains that he did not want to portray Kathy Sortman as the voice of scouting.
It's a touchy issue because the Boy Scouts of America are not participating. Her own council in Sonoma County won't do an interview. And so she becomes, you know, one of the strongest dissenting voices in the piece. You know, and it's a tricky thing because she's speaking on behalf of people in the troop who won't speak to us either.
I guess I'm glad I went ahead and did the interview. I did what I thought was right. I wanted to be a spokesperson for our troop after all that time and everything. I wanted to be someone who would try to say truthfully how we felt. I don't know, that didn't, in my opinion, get told.
Director Tom Shepard stands behind his portrayal of Sortman. He says he uses film to address social issues. He believes that taking a very deliberate point of view and being fair are not incompatible.
Certainly, I won't make any bones about the fact that I think this documentary can effect social change and really make people grapple with a radioactive issue. But we also are journalists as documentary filmmakers, and I think it's important to try and solicit as many points of view as we can.
Scouts Honor, produced and directed by Tom Shepard and edited by Jim Klein, premieres on many PBS stations tonight. For NPR News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc in Yellow Springs, Ohio.